Glory to God. 1 John. 1 John chapter number 4. If you have your Bibles here today, 1 John chapter number 4. Amen. What we read from last week, and I didn't get through, so I really kind of felt like going ahead and finishing this. 1 John chapter number 4, verse number 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Amen. If the Lord will help me for just a little while, I'd like to preach on birthmarks, the birthmarks of a Christian. Amen. The birthmarks of a Christian. Ye are of God, little children.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What is the identifying marks of a Christian? Hallelujah. Now, I understand that some family marks run deep. Praise God. I know some people of last names, people will see them and they'll say, you have to be such and so because you look like them. You ever seen it? They have birthmarks of that family trade. Hallelujah. And I've seen that run deep. Praise God. I've seen actions. Amen. Somebody say, you have to be a such and so. You're laughing. They'll call a last name. They'll say, because you act just like your grandpa acted. Amen. It runs deep. Birthmarks. Praise God. Well, amen. I started in on this last week, and if you're a child of God, you're going to have birthmarks of that, are you not?
Right, right.
Praise God. For the first point, I'm not going to re-preach these. I'm just going to refresh our memory. Amen. A true child of God is one who believes and has received and put his entire trust in Jesus Christ. Right. Amen. To be a child of God, you must believe, you must receive, and you must put your whole faith and trust that Jesus is your Savior.
Right.
Hallelujah. And it has to be that way. You can't half serve God, can you?
No.
Woo. Amen. You can't partially serve God. You can't join the church. Amen. I know a lot of people, you know, a lot of emphasis is put on that. And I understand some churches do such a thing. You can go sign your name up on the church book and say, I'm going to join the church. Amen. But all that comes, Brother Earl, after you're saved. Amen.
Right.
Hey, this ain't the Kiwanis Club. You can't just go join up and say, I'm going to join Christianity. Amen. So how does it happen, Brother Jason? It has to come, amen, through the Spirit. Praise God. You've got to be born again, is what Jesus told Nicodemus. Amen. You must be born again. And that's how, amen, you become a child of God. Faith produces birth. Amen.
Right.
The second point, I can't get into all that. I preached a while along these lines last week. And the secondly, a true child of God is one who will want to do and who will in fact do what is right. Hallelujah.
Yeah, right.
When you get saved, Brother Earl, you act like a Christian. You talk like a Christian. You walk like a Christian. You dress like a Christian.
Right.
Woo! Amen. I didn't get much in this, and I don't like this royal stuff, you know. I don't care much about it. The only royal people I know is Jesus. Amen. Come on now.
Right.
But back a long time ago, when old Kate and what's his name, her and I forgot his name. Will, is that what it was? Will and Kate, amen. And there's a lot of talk about the royalty over there in England for some time. Well, she wasn't really royal. She married royalty. And she was really worldly, I guess you would call it. Amen. She wore some, at the start, I don't know much about it, don't keep up with it. But at the start, she wore some rather vulgar things. Amen. And the queen had sent her a letter. I know the queen has died since then. And the queen had wrote her a letter and had sat her down and talked to her, they said. And said, you used to be able to act like this and dress like this. Amen. But now you're royal and you can't dress like you used to. You can't act like you used to. Amen. That's just like a child of God, ain't it? Once you become royal and you've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, this world will be able to tell you different from them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is my natural tendency. I like this topic. Amen. So I got to watch that. I'll preach a while right here again. Amen. I tell you, when you get saved, you'll lose the desire to hang out in the bars. Amen. You'll lose the desire to hang out in the gambling hall. You'll lose the desire to stick a $5 bill, amen, and gamble it away. Come on now, amen. You'll act right, praise God. You'll do right. You'll walk right. You'll talk right when you get Jesus living down inside your heart. I'd like to preach a little while right here, but I got a lot more I got to get into. Amen. Oh, yes. I said, when Jesus gets in your heart, you'll have the birthmark of the Savior, and you'll want to live right. Amen. Woo. Glory to God. Thirdly, I only got about half of this, so here's really where I need to pick up. Amen. A true child of God, Brother Daniel, is one who does not habitually practice sin. Amen. If you're a child of God, you are not living in sin.
Right.
I'm glad I got a few amens. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, you write them down and study them up later. I give you scriptures. Amen. So you don't have to, amen, squabble with me. You can squabble with the Word of God. Whosoever is born of God, 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. It is against his nature to sin, because he is born of God. Amen. Right. A believer does not practice sin. That way of life is foreign to him. He cannot sin, amen, with impurity, with intentions to sin. Amen. Why? Because that's a foreign lifestyle to him. Amen. Oh, yes. You can't dress a pig up, Brother Earl. You can go out to, the girls do this all the time. I'll get into this in a minute. But you can go out, Brother Tommy, and get an old pig and bath him, put some perfume on him, get him looking good, get him smelling good. And as soon as you turn him loose, he's going to go water in the mud. You know why? Because it's his nature to get in the mud. Amen. It's against his nature to be clean. Amen. These girls, before we ever bought them that dog, had go to them and say, "Rod, Mom, Dad, we'll bath that thing. We'll keep it clean. Amen. We'll do all this and that." Well, we'd already had a golden retriever in the past. I don't know why them things love finding old dead birds. They can find a dead bird a mile away, and they'll go find an old dead bird, and they love rubbing it all up in the bottom of their neck. Amen. That's their nature, Brother George. Them girls, it's bad. Amen. Yeah, she stinks anyway. Amen. But she loves to do it. Every time you bath that dog and turn it loose, I'll hear them girls holler, "Manny, why'd you do it?" I tell you why she did it. It's her nature. Amen. It's in her blood to go waller in an old dead bird somewhere. Great God. Brother Jason, amen, I can't live like that church down there lives. I've had a lot of people tell me that. I can't live like you live. Well, I can't either. I can't live like that bunch does. I couldn't either until I got born again. I said I couldn't either until I changed my nature. It's not my nature to sin. It's not my nature to run in the world. It's not my nature to cuss. It's not my nature to do worldly things, because I've been born again and God changed my nature.
Amen. Woo! Hallelujah.
Oh, I've been around people, Brother Earl, and I'm not picking and I'm not being mean, but I've been around people, and as soon as they smash their thumb with a hammer, amen, as soon as they hurt themselves, out comes a cuss word. Amen. One of the first things they do. Amen. Oh, great God. Let me tell you something. Somebody said, "I said it before I knew it." Hey! Let me tell you something. You don't have to act like that. I wish I knew who it was. I wish that Brother Curtin, one of them, was telling about an old dear brother up in his 80s or 90s that had preached the gospel for years. I wish I could think real quick who that was. Amen. But it's true. And lately, they went up in that old preacher. Amen. I can't think for the life of me who was telling this. But they went up to that old preacher. Here he was. His mind was bad. Fighting Alzheimer's. Didn't hardly even know where he was in the world. Didn't hardly even know who he was in the world. Couldn't tell you his name. Couldn't even tell you where he was. But they went in there talking talking to him about the Lord, and they got excited, and they got to shouting, and they got to speaking in tongues. You know why? He still had the nature of God down in his heart. You might forget who you are. You might even forget where you are, but you'll never forget God. That's down in your heart. Great God, I'm glad I got saved. I'm glad, Mother Earl, I got a new nature, and I'm not the same man. Great God, I can't continue in sin because God has been too good to me. There's always, amen. Thank God. Well, Brother Jason, are you preaching the gospel of perfection? Amen. Let me tell you something. No, I don't believe none of us in here is going to live for the next 20 years and never commit a sin. Amen. But I also know that the Bible said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Hey, come on. I'm not preaching that I'll never get angry. I'm not preaching, amen, that I'll never be above temptation. But I know this, as Brother Tommy said earlier, amen, I'll go a little deeper than that. I've always taught this way. A lot of people said, just as soon as I slipped up and did that, something checked me in my heart. I'll go a little deeper than that. It'll check you before you do that. It'll check you before you say, great God, that Holy Ghost, he's a friend that sticks up closer than a brother. Amen. He'll keep you from sin. But as soon as you get to that place, he'll prick your heart. He'll convict you. And you won't let the sun go down on your ass. Some of you will swallow some pride. Amen. Oh, yeah. It's the hardest thing in the world. For husband and wife. Yeah. Amen. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Say I'm sorry. Say I forgive. Come on. I go a little deeper than that. I know some parents and kids. Amen. They can't stand one another because they've let bitterness come in. I go a little deeper than that. I know brothers and sisters, flesh and blood siblings, that can't get along over a few dollars that mom and dad left them. Thank God in here. Hey, I come to tell you, it ain't worth it. I said it ain't worth it. Amen. I'm not looking for my mom and dad to die no time soon. They told me multiple times, you're the executor of our state. And I told them, I said, I don't know what the will says. I'm not a whole lot interested in what the will says. But this one thing, you better write her down, who you want what, because I ain't fighting over it. Amen. I'll sell it all and give it to charity. Amen. Before I die with bitterness in my heart. Great God, I don't want to go to hell. Come on. If you're a child of God, you won't fight with your flesh and blood brother. You won't fight with your Christian brother. Amen. If you got God down in your heart, you love one another.
You're right.
Woo!
Yes. Is that all right?
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Well, some of you get nervous.
Preach on.
Hey, you know that, Brother Jason? I've been doing this long enough I can read a crowd. Come on,
man.
Woo! Come on now. Amen. Hey! Let me tell you something. Don't let, I feel that. I feel that. I feel this. And this wasn't really in my notes. Amen. Don't let the sun go down today without making it right. Pick up that phone. Call somebody and say, I'm sorry. Amen. Wrap your arm around somebody's neck and say, life's too short. Amen. To find squabble like this. Don't let it go down. Get it fixed today.
Yes, Lord.
God.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So it leads me right into point four. True child of God loves every other child of God.
Amen.
I ain't got time to preach it out, but the Bible even says you'll love your enemies.
Right.
I'm glad I had two amens.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. The Word of God says, beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God.
All right.
And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 1 John 4:7. One thing is certain. You will recognize members, amen, of the family of God, and you will appreciate them. Amen. Oh, yeah. I'd like to stop right here. Amen. I might have to have a part three on this. Thank God. Hey, I've been praying lately, and you need to pray lately. I've been saying, oh, God, help me, Lord, to appreciate every member of my family. And that's great. Naturally, I say amen 1,000 times. Amen. I appreciate every member of my natural family. But I've been saying, oh, God, help me, Lord, to appreciate every member of our family. What's that? Every member of this church, every person connected, help me to appreciate them, help me to love them. Amen. Great God, help me, Lord, to be there in the middle of the night. Amen. When they need a friend, great God, I come to tell us, you need to pray that prayer. Lord, help me to appreciate every member of the family of God.
Yes. Yes. Woo. Hallelujah, Lord.
I like to say this. There ain't no big I's or little U's.
That's right.
You're right, buddy.
That's right.
I don't care if you can preach. I don't care if you can't preach.
That's right.
I don't care if you sing like an angel.
Right.
I don't care if you sing like me.
Woo! Come on now. I don't care. Amen. None of the above matters. I never forget when old Russell McDonald, I've been paying you tithes. Amen. I mean, God blesses you. That's the first thing you do. Amen. I've taught my girls that. Amen. They get over and make $25. $2.50 comes out every Sunday. Amen. Say amen or oh me. And if you'll do that, God will bless you. Amen. And I'm not only living proof of that. There's all kinds of men and women in this house. There's all kinds of men and women across all kinds of churches that can testify to that.
Right, right.
Well, old Brother Russell McDonald said that years ago.
Bless him.
He had no guy give $4.50, I thought he said, every week. Now, you're talking about 70s, I think. That's a lot of money for something.
Yeah.
Woo! Amen. That's a lot of money back then. You got a guy in the church giving that kind of money every week.
That's probably like 4,000 nowadays.
Amen. Anyway. He said this old guy's wife, amen, got to want to run the church. They got to want to push her weight around. Amen. Brother Russell had to take a stand on some things. And he got mad and he come to him and said, don't you know how much I give? And I already told you, amen, giving's very important. Don't you? It's the way people operate. Don't you know how much I do? Let me tell you something. I thank God you're able to give $450. I thank God for that. But oh, I hate to pop your balloon. You ain't no more important than a man can give $4.50. He's just as important to God. Hey! And that's what old Brother Russell said. He said, everybody looks the same to me. Great God, and I come to tell, we're all able. We're all important. We all need something to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, bless you, God.
Everybody, amen. We know that we have passed from death into life because we have squabbles with one another. Woo. I know, but because we love the brethren.
Right.
He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Amen. Oh, test your Christianity, ma'am. Test your Christianity, sir. Do you have the birthmark of a Christian? You'll have to love, amen, that poor old brother. You'll have to love, amen, that uneducated brother. Hey, come on. You'll have to, amen, love one another. Let us not love in word, amen. Oh, yes, or indeed. Hey, come on. I lost my place here. Let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. John warns us, not as Cain, who was that wicked one and who slew his brother. You can't be a Christian and be hateful. You can't be a Christian and not love one another, because hatefulness and hatred is not of God.
You're right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
I need some help in this house.
Yep. Hey, I understand we all have bad days.
Amen. I understand that, Brother George.
I wish I got up every day,
Brother Jonathan, bright and shiny, smiley face on. I wish I could say I did that. Be honest with you, I've told this before on myself. I shouldn't tell it, but I'm really kind of guy. I don't like talking for about an hour after I've been awake. Amen. Hey, and I'm not even a coffee drinker. I would say don't talk to me till I drink two cups, but I'm not a coffee drinker. Amen. I got to get up. Amen. Get the soreness out of my back and my knee. Amen. Oh, I gotta get up, amen, and think about a few things before I'm ready to talk. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. And that's just kind of natural. And I'm not giving myself or nobody else a pat on the back for that. But great God, some people come to church night in, night out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, and they look like they could buy the 16 penny nail into. Hey, I come to tell you, that's not of God. Little children, I come to tell us, God wants us to love one another.
Right.
Well, I feel good preaching.
Yes.
Thank the Lord. Woo! Let's move on. You ready for number five? Can you handle it?
Come on.
Fifth, a true child of God, amen, overcomes the world.
Right.
Let's read it. Let's read it. For whatsoever is born of God, 1 John 5:4. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. Mister, sister, you feel like a fish out of water. You can't adjust to the world system, inside or outside the church. You're going to call, amen, be called narrow-minded. You're going to be called a Jesus freak. You're going to be called one of them. Great God, but I come to tell you, call me anything you want to call me. I'm a child of God, and I have overcome the world. Great God, you ain't going to fit in with the world. You ain't going to feel right in the world. You ain't going to feel comfortable in the world. Why? Because you're not of the world.
Yes, sir. Yes. Hallelujah.
I had a hard time with this, Brother Earl, to be honest with you. For years, I felt like a fish out of water. So I went to public school. I felt like a fish out of water. I was made fun of. Okay. Amen. My cousin Amanda, I grew up with, she was made fun of. Oh, you don't have to look like that. You don't got to dress like that. You don't got to act like that. Amen. But you know what, Brother George? I didn't feel comfortable in the world.
Oh.
Amen.
You're right.
I later found out I'm not of the world. Ooh, I'm royal.
Right.
Glory to God. I'm a king's child. I got a king. Amen. Blood rolling through my veins. I'm about to feel like running here. Is anybody in this house got a little bit of what I'm feeling bubbling up in my heart? I said, I got a king. His blood is flowing through my veins. I'm just a pilgrim passing through. I'm seeking and searching for a city whose builder and maker is God. Great God, church, don't get happy in this world. This ain't our home. I'm just a pilgrim passing through. Great God, I got my eyes set on new land. I've got my eyes set on heaven. Don't get too comfortable in this world.
Woo!
Yes.
Don't get too comfortable in this world. Woo! Now I feel the Lord here.
Come on, come on.
These things I have spoken unto you, that, amen, in me you might have peace, but in the world ye shall have tribulation.
place. We can feel God and feel His presence. I believe you can feel Him at the house. I believe you can feel Him in your car. I believe you can feel Him on the job. But this is a glorious place. This is the house of the Lord. This is the place where we come and worship. Amen. And feel the presence of God. And in just a few moments, some of us are going to leave. And our spirits, amen, will go down a little bit. And we'll think, oh God, how am I going to make it? I tell you how you're going to make it. That same Jesus that's right here in this house, He promises to walk by your side and hold your hand when you walk out them doors and you get on the job and you go to the house. He promises to walk by your side and be a friend that's sticking closer than a brother.
Hallelujah. Yes. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Check your birthmark.
Thank you, blessed.
Yes.
What's your language? What's your habits? What's your pleasures?
Right.
What's your desires?
Right.
What's your ambitions? What's in your world?
Blessed be God. Come on.
Some of us need to go home and clean some things out. Get some things out there we don't be looking at, seeing, talking,
come on.
Listening to, watching.
Right.
Come Amen. Because if you're a child of God, you're going to have birthmarks of a Christian.
That's right. Woo. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise. I got to get this and I'm done. Amen. I got to get this right here. Glory to God. 1 John 5 and 18. Amen. It literally reads, but the one who was begotten of God, that is Jesus, watches over and protects him. Christ's divine presence within him preserves him against evil. Ooh, somebody get me that. That's a... I only had pizzas of 1 John 5 and 18. Can you get it for me real quick, Brother Tony? I need that real quick. And then I'm going to read you Jude and I'm going to get us in these altars. I want you to get this. This is a wonderful verse. Amen. 1 John 5 and 18. Glory to God.
We know that whosoever is born of God.
All right, listen to this. If you're born of God, we know this, all right?
Sinneth not.
He sinneth not.
But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself.
He keepeth himself.
And that wicked one toucheth him not.
And that wicked one toucheth him not. Hey, I come to tell you the devil can't touch you. Hey, is this a Pentecostal church?
Yeah.
There ought to be 30 people shouting in this house.
Hallelujah.
I said the devil can't touch you. Come here, Wesley. Come out here a minute. Hey, God. I said the devil. Come up here and help me a minute. I said the devil can't touch you. Amen. Hey, if we get out somewhere and we talk a lot about the mean man around our house, and Brother Tommy, amen, as long as I'm around Brother George, the mean man, the robber, amen, the child thief, he ain't going to touch this boy. You know why? Because I'm going to do everything in my power. I'm pretty tough. I'm pretty strong. I'd go down before I let him go down. But God said, amen, the evil one, he can't touch you. Thank God I come to tell us that God is greater than me. That God is greater. And God said, the devil, he can't touch you. Stand with me in this house. Amen. Thank you, buddy. Amen. Why? Because God is greater. Greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. Hey, I come to tell you, the devil, he can't touch you. He can't have you because God's grace is upon his child.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Never forget for a second, Jesus is your shepherd, and Jesus is your Savior.
Right.
Woo! I am commissioned to preach the keeping power of Jesus Christ. Now Hey, God. Woo! I'm going to have to do my own shouting. Now, to him who is able, hey, God, amen, to keep you. Lord, let me get it. Amen, Jude. Verse 24, only one chapter. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless, amen, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever.
Yeah.
Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Brother Tommy, how have you lived these 49 years for Jesus? Amen. Why? Because he's able to keep me from falling. How, sir, how, ma'am, have you made it all these years? Because I've got one who said he'll keep me from falling. And I come to tell you, great God, he's living in my heart. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, brother.
I'm done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You ready to pray?
Thank you, bless
you. Yes, sir. Yes,
you ready to pray?
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen, Jesus will present us a company redeemed before the Father. Amen. I don't know if somebody's going to have me up here on this piano. Amen. I said, Jesus is going to present us as a redeemed people before the Father.
Right.
Did you hear that, Brother Keith? A redeemed people before the Father. I said, a redeemed people before the Father. Glory to God. Hey, I feel the Lord in this house.
Yeah.
Hey, I feel the birthmark of a Christian bubbling up in my heart. Greater is he that's in me. Now unto him that is able to keep me from falling. Hey, amen. He's going to present the redeemed unto the Father. Hey, I come to tell you, you can't lose.
You're right. Hallelujah.
You can't lose.
Thank you, Lord.
Is there anybody in this house?
And fill these altars up here, and I'm get sincere with God and say, God, I want to have a birthmark. I want the world to know whose side I'm on.
Right.
Woo! I want the world to know whose team I'm running for. Hey, God, I want them to be able to look at me and say, right there's the birthmark of Jesus. Right there's the birthmark of one that loves God. Come on, church, let's fill these altars. Hey, man, if you ain't got it like you need it, ask him to put a birthmark on you. Ask him to put the joy of the Lord down in your heart. Come on. Let's see the face of the Lord in this house.
Oh, yes. Yeah.